Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer podcast, where you can get all the latest training hints, tips, guidance, and support to blow up your home-based business. And today, I've got a very important lesson. This is something which short-sighted people or people who are desperate for money, when I say short-sighted, I don't mean, physically short-sighted. I mean these people that want money so much or they want success so much that they forget about the long term. And this is one lesson that I've learned the last few years I've been in business, and this is something that I still use day in, day out of my business, where I've seen other people who don't. You know, I've seen other people who do the opposite of what I'm speaking about today, and that is never trade trust for money. You know, and what I mean by that is never lead somebody up the garden path or into a bad deal or convince them to buy something they don't need just because you want to make a quick buck. You know, this is something I've never done. I would rather not make the sale and go broke than convince somebody to buy something that they don't need. But however, this is something that you see a lot of in this industry, people's desperation to hit ranks and get to the next level and to make money. And, and even coaches and trainers so desperate to sell their training and stuff like that. They tell anybody everything just to close deals. And overall, these people maybe get ripped off. They maybe get let down. They maybe get overpromised and underdelivered. And they're left with a bitter taste in the mouth. And that person's like, okay, but I've made the money. It's not the way to build a business. You know, the thing is, you've really got to value people. You've got to understand exactly what they want. And you've got to think to yourself as if they're a family member. Think to yourself as if they're your son, your daughter. You know, that's the way I look at clients. I think to myself, how can I treat this person the very best way I can treat them? And if there was somebody who I loved and cared very much, would I treat them differently or would I give them the solution and work for them the best way I possibly can? And that's the way in which I look at things. I don't just look at my clients like my clients. I look at them like family. They're my friends. They're people that I think a lot of. They're the people that I care about. And I think that's important because what you do is you maintain a long-term trust. These people will likely work with you again. These people will likely recommend you to other people. These people will likely speak good about you. Whereas if you're the type of person that just doesn't give a shit about people and just wants to make money, you see people all the time promoting scam after scam and jumping company to company to company. To me, it's a discredit. It's not cool. You know, I don't care how successful people are. I don't want to follow you if you're like that. Because you don't give a shit about people. All you care about is your bank account. To me, if you're joining 7 or 8 companies a year, you know, sometimes, okay, it's bad luck and a company might shut, but 7 or 8, most people are just capitalizing on making people's money in naiveness to follow them. You know, so what about all the people that join the company afterwards? What about the people that are late to the Ponzi scheme? What about the people that are late to the scam and the crap? I stay well away from stuff like that. Whenever anybody says to me, easy money, I don't want to know what it is. I don't give a shit what it is. I don't care what it is. Because why? Nothing in life that's worth having is easy. I don't get distracted by the latest Ponzi scams and put your money here and it multiplies every day and all this type of nonsense. I don't believe in any of that stuff because everything comes with an ulterior motive. And I believe that you should lead with your heart on your sleeve. And I believe you should lead with passion, honesty, and integrity. And that's very important. So the thing is, never trade the trust for money because long term you will lose out. I've seen people make 6 figures. They get all excited, but then nobody wants to work with them ever again. The money runs out and they're back to work. Surprise, surprise, you've just scammed your whole list for the last 2 years. You know, so think about the long term. If you want to build a long-term successful business, you have to value people. You have to appreciate people. You have to be able to allow people to trust you. You have to never be able to break that trust. And don't get blinded by taking money from people. Focus on giving people what they want consistently, and you will have customers, clients, and people for the rest of your life, and you don't need to worry about, you know, finding a million new people because you're keeping the ones that you have consistent to buy you. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's such an important lesson. Like, we can all look at this and think, how can I be better for my market? Even I do it every single day. How can I be a better coach? How can I be a better partner? How can I be a better dad? Don't be afraid to look at what you do and think, how can I improve and build on that process? And with your customers, it's absolutely essential. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, feel free to click follow. That would be fantastic. And as always, share this with the people that you're associated with and working with so they can also get value too. Have an amazing day. Send love and support, and I'll catch you all very soon. Bye-bye.